And welcome, 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 everyone, to new episodes of the Feuding Factions podcast. And I already cracked my beer, so.
Oh, missed opportunity.
But.
I didn't crack mine, though.
We do have this.
Gotta come prepared.
I'm legit. Oh, and I'm on mute.
As you should be.
Are you on mute?
I think we're,
you can hear him now.
Yeah. I'm like legit halfway cracked. I started the cracking and then Brian started the
we thought different
sound
of it.
Drop. So the ceremonious cracking of the crispy boys.
Cracking of the crispy.
That one's for you, Razor.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chico.
Hey, yo.
So yeah, been a pretty...
Been an intense week.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pretty crazy week in the world of professional wrestling.
Wrestling and football.
And football, yeah.
Although football is just getting started.
Everyone's getting released to save money on the cap room.
Ooh, traded.
Getting released.
Signing. Getting traded. Coming back out of retirement because he hates his family.
Or Giselle wants more money.
No.
Oh, no, Giselle already makes plenty of money, dude. Yeah. Like, she doesn't need any money
for
that, dude.
She makes way more money than he does.
Yeah.
This is definitely an ego play. It's definitely him being like...
Wants to go out on top of the mountain?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a meme today. It was like Tom Brady since like 2014, and it was like Tom Brady loses... Or 2013. It was like Tom Brady loses a playoff game. Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. Next year, Tom Brady loses a playoff game. Next year, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. And it's been like that literally for like the better half of a decade now.
Well, yeah, I mean, because like, we're in the playoffs every single year back when Tom was the Pats. And,
yeah.
And only lost to the NFC East.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
I think he's going to have a harder time of it now, but hey, he's still Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, look at, I mean, like, did Aaron Rodgers deserve to win the MVP last year?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he was the most valuable player of that. Green Bay
for
Packers
all the bullshit
team.
He pulled, he didn't deserve MVP.
No.
Dude should get a fucking shot.
Yeah, yeah. He's a douchebag. I never said he wasn't a douchebag.
No, but I think that even MVP should have gotten somebody else.
Yeah, no, it was probably, you know, more so to, I wouldn't say, I mean, like, Brady's up there, but.
Brady was up there. I mean, he led the league in passing, didn't he?
Yeah. I would have said, like, okay, a guy like Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that was my vote.
Like, literally, how many weeks into the season was he, and how many weeks injured was he, and he's still the number one running back in the league?
He's a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Aaron Rodgers is forever on my shit list. Not just for the stunt he pulled pretending to be vaccinated when he wasn't, but also just for being a shit heel.
Just be not like a shit heel, like a shit bad guy, but like he's just a shit heel.
What's interesting is like I don't think that I like if I knew him personally, I don't know. Like I actually think we would probably get along,
mm-hmm.
but he's like all of the elements of myself that I don't like.
I think it's just you see how somebody really you see their true colors when they've been in the spotlight for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that's been, you can tell he's like in the very similar way that Jay Cutler just got very sick of the attention very quickly.
Yeah.
He just
turned to a cat.
Yeah. He just, he wants nothing to do with it, but he also wants his cake too. He wants his cake to eat it, but he also, you know.
He's also in a situation where he's only got one Super Bowl under his belt and people were trying to consider him the greatest of all time, like the second year of his career.
No.
It's like, come on, man. You know,
like Eli Manning technically has a better career than you.
Technically.
He has two bowls.
Yeah.
And Devontae is not playing until he gets a real contract. Yeah. As of now.
They'll give him a real contract. But basically, let me put it this way. Rodgers probably isn't playing if Devontae isn't.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'll be like, thank you, Township of Green Bay. You
Thank you, Commonwealth.
Commonwealth.
What the fuck are they? I know the team is owned by the fans in some way, but...
Mm-hmm. I don't even think they have it's like a 0.05% of like stocks that they sell. You have no say, so it doesn't matter how many you buy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is like breaking news, but it's not breaking news in the sense of
breaking news!
Of like professional wrestling or...
I yelled that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. Or football, but this is just breaking news in like the world of podcasting in general.
Mm-hmm. General?
So it name like the podcast that put like podcasts like on the map.
What the fuck pod? Mark Barron.
Rogues?
Serial?
Sure.
Okay. So, like, this is the series that actually got me, like, listening to a podcast more than, like, one episode just for, like, a certain interview or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is, like, Serial. It's a serialized podcast about true crime.
Okay, yeah, I understand now what you're talking about. I don't do the true crime stuff. I just don't. I prefer fantasy violence over real life.
No, me too. Me too. But, like, I was talking, this is, like, years ago. I was talking to my friend at work, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really a big podcast guy. And she's like, you need to listen to this, and it'll change your mind. And it kind of did, because I do, like, I don't like true crime, like, too much, but I like stuff a about, little, like,
I think people get a little too fascinated with true crime in the sense of, like, it's they not, try to give people, like, elaborate motives, and it's like, people are just animals half the time. Like, this is sometimes these deaths are instinctual, and, like,
but
the violence is instinctual. It's like, they get the fight or flight transferred, like, oh, no, he thought about it for months.
Yeah.
It's like,
no.
Pity, though.
But the subject of the first season of Serial, Adnan Syed, he was arrested for the alleged murder of his girlfriend, high school girlfriend or whatever. And he's been in jail for years now. But they finally let the judge approve more DNA testing. So that will be really interesting, because there's been a bunch of times trying to get him a retrial and all that. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, the justice system's fucked up either way.
Yeah,
I feel most people now that listen to true crime podcasts or any of documentaries or any of that stuff, like, that's their thing, is they have to.
I feel like it's every girl that I date
reopened.
It's like, oh, I'm into true crime. I'm like, oh, great.
Well,
we need this case reopened because, you know, all these facts are false.
Well, for me, all these true crime things and things that, what's it called, are coming out, you know, like 2 years before they come out, they're already turned into an episode of Law and Order SVU. So I've seen
a full season.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need to watch this true crime show because it was, you know, Mariska.
I saw it with Mariska.
Yeah, Mariska banged it out in one episode. I'm good.
And then she was on to the next.
Yeah. So, that popped up on my timeline, and I thought that would be an interesting little ditty.
I never really got into podcasts until I had the desk jockey job.
Yeah.
Just sitting down and, you know.
I've always been like comedy podcasts, so, like, you know, like Mark Maron got me into it, and then I listen to Rogan every now and then, and Rogan is not as bad as people bring him up to be, but yeah, he needs to stop platforming the thing with him is he just likes to bring everybody in.
So he accidentally weaponizes ignorance.
Yeah, basically, yeah, because he's pretty much admitted himself he's a dumb fuck. Two Bears One Cave is also very funny, and you know, comedy podcasts are right up my alley.
Yeah.
I listened to a wrestling podcast. That was my extent. And then I listened to, like, a Dungeons & Dragons one.
Yeah.
Where everyone that played was just drunk.
Oh,
yeah. That'll happen.
It's called Drunks & Dragons.
Nice.
So I listened to that just as a ha-ha.
Is their DM drunk? Because I'd imagine that'd be
He
tough.
Does drink.
Yeah.
But not, like,
obviously, not the same pace.
Not the same pace as the other boys.
You gotta have to, the DM has to be the sober one to make sure that people just don't die or do their math wrong.
Yeah, he was drinking, but not like the other rounds. And they would have, I probably mentioned to you guys, but they would have like full quest, like 50 episodes of just
quest. Pretty standard. Yeah. Like, if you're going on a campaign, you're going to be doing multiple episodes.
Mm-hmm. I was listening. So, like, that's the thing. I don't like listening to podcasts really as I'm driving or anything like that, and even like at work or whatever. Like, I'll put on the sports hub, listen to the radio, because, like, I get...
For Hub, it depends on who's on.
Yeah. I want my news, like, as it comes out. Like,
It also depends on whatever Felger and Maz are talking about, if it's midday.
That's typically when I stop watching /listening.
I'm fine listening to Felger and Maz. The only issue I have with them is how relentlessly negative they are on the Patriots right now.
Yeah.
And it's, like, to the point where it's, like, they treat it like the Patriots are, like, like they didn't win a game last year, like the fucking Jets. And it's like they were in the postseason with a rookie quarterback. What do you want?
They're the Red Sox pre-2004. It's like they haven't won in 100 years type of thing. Yeah.
They'll do better.
Yeah, no. So for me, it was funny. I was at the gym, of all things, yesterday, and I was just like, I wasn't in the mood to, like, I've been kind of fending off a cold since Sunday, and...
Oh, thanks for bringing us to your den.
It's okay.
So we can catch it.
It's okay. It's not COVID. Don't worry.
I already had that.
Get it again.
No, I took a booster.
And I was like, all right. I'm like, I don't want to listen to, like, pop. I don't want to listen to, like, metal or whatever. And it was just on the thing on the main screen of Spotify. I was like, hey, I haven't listened to the podcast in a while. I put it on. Boom. And, like, 30 minutes went by like that. And yeah, I was like, hey, it's listening to me and my friends talk about a conversation I already had once.
Reliving your life.
Reliving my life. Yeah.
That was another thing that when I was at work, I would listen to the Taz show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would listen to those Drunks and Dragons. And I would always listen to our show when the other show was on. That's all. Mm-hmm. And I would take notes on our show to make it better.
So that you can come back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go in blind.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. No notes.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we need structure, and then I'm like, no.
See, I like the no structure, but I would take notes on things that we've already done.
Occasionally, yeah. We kind of cater back and go around to specific topics every now and then and retread, you know, water we've already been.
Yeah, try to bring it back, or I was taking notes of, like, sound drops I wanted to use in certain moments. And it's like, oh, perfect.
Yeah. But. So, yeah, I can't remember, but, I mean, speaking of circling back around, WWE. Big E broke his neck. That's scary.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no issues in terms of movement or anything like that, but they are saying that the one of the vertebrae that broke was actually one that, if it had been a worse break, instant death.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was the C1 and C6,
yeah.
I think, or C4 and C6,
yeah.
Something like that. They were even numbers.
I think it was 1 and 6.
Yeah. It was 1 and an even number. So,
But no, yeah. It was scary as fuck.
I mean, like, I texted you guys about it Friday night and obviously kind of pissed off about it. But then I went back and watched it, and I was just like, it looks like they just... It looked like it was an accident.
It was definitely an accident.
Like, yeah. But like, it didn't look like it...
At first?
...was something that... No.
And I don't think someone was trying to murk Big E. Like, you know?
I don't either, but what I was trying to say is I don't think that it could have been done, like, from how...
Without just skipping the move, you think you could... Like, there was nothing that...
Like, mechanically, I don't think there was anything that... You know, could have really been done on either side.
Well, Taz does not believe you.
Well, yeah. I think Taz
really put out there. It's tough to do suplexes. You need the right proper form and all.
Yeah, he went off.
Yeah, he did.
But I don't know if that. Yeah,
I think you. I don't know Taz, but I think it was more of the fact that the rugby player went to go throw like a belly to belly suplex when. What other time have you really seen him throw a belly to belly?
Yeah, so maybe just a lack of experience with that toss.
And then with the Big E being a big boy and him never ever throwing one before, it's like,
we have dog visitors.
We have dog number two back.
Hello.
So I don't know. That's my thought of where Taz was going with it. But who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Taz, like, in his mind, he should be the only one ever doing suplexes.
Him and his son?
Yep.
Yeah.
Him and his son are the only ones ever allowed to do suplex. Everybody else is infringing on his gimmick.
Yeah.
But. I love how he yells at Orange Cassidy all the time for stealing his gimmick of orange.
Mm.
just a color. It's like, you can't trademark a color, Taz.
He tried.
Like, don't, I mean, I want to be part of Team Taz someday, but don't.
Hilarious. Yeah,
but don't take that against me too much.
He will.
Yeah, I did.
The dog has been fed.
Fed the dog has.
Just so the audience know, all of Will's dogs get fed and are well taken care of.
Well fed.
They are not.
I'll show you my fat pug if you want to see it.
And then I'll show you Tessie.
And I'll show you Tessie. Woo!
Ba-dum-tsh.
I'm going to get the PG-13 on rating on that one tonight.
It's no G here.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like I thought, I it's just like yeah,
that shit happens, but
yeah, I think that was the like kind of culmination of shit happens. So it's just like yikes, but I mean, he's probably taken how many belly suplexes in his career?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's dangerous line of work. Either way, you're doing it. You know, that could have been a billion other things that could have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that sucks.
Have we talked to Revolution?
I don't believe we have.
We talked about the Revs, like the New England.
The Go Revs.
Like the New England. Yeah, the Revolution.
Go
Revs.
But not
Bruce Arians, Go Revs.
Yeah.
Not the Wrestling Revolution.
Not AEW Revolution, no. Because that was the last time we met was on the 3rd, I think.
It was, yeah, yeah. I think it was the...
it was the week before. Before.
A couple days before it.
The preview.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. What? How do you guys feel about that? It wasn't my favorite pay-per-view.
No, I thought some of those went a little too long. Like,
Yeah, no, I can see what you're saying.
The Punk and... MJF, I feel
Punk and MJF was a great match, but it should have been about 20 minutes shorter. Yeah.
I feel like they just dragged.
It was like a 40-minute match. It should have been like a 20-minute match.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't 40, it felt like 40.
Yeah. There's at least like a good, I want to say probably between like 15 to 20% of that match I could have done without.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, the entrances were great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the edges was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I knew, like, I kind of, like, I don't, we kind of all knew that Hangman was going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, just, it was,
who was interfering and who?
Yeah, how it was going down. And it seems like it's been, you know, it hasn't been my favorite, like, it wasn't my favorite feud of the night in the build up to it. Like,
To be honest, the build up to it was just like okay. It wasn't great.
Yeah, for me it's like all right, like
there's really not much reason for Cole and Hangman to be beefing apart from Cole just wanting the belt.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Yeah. But they kind of didn't have enough. There's more storyline between him and the Bucks going on than there was between him and Hangman.
Yeah. To me it's again, the chase is better than the you know, the actual goal, I guess, in this case. But it's just like, you know, him and Hangman and Danielson was really good right out of the gate. Their two matches.
Yeah.
It's just like, where do they go from here with it? You know,
well, obviously it's probably gonna be Punk.
Yeah, it's like Punk, but then
now you got all these signings too that you got to figure out and put into somewhere with Keith Lee and.
Yeah, I'm just like, how do you build to a good rivalry when there's not really a lot of history between Hangman and any of these new guys coming in?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it's going to build back into like a, you know, like another Hangman-Kenny feud or, you know, a Hangman-Chris Jericho. Like, does Jericho wind up being the first two-time...
God,
AEW champ. Probably not.
Well, he's going on tour soon. So.
I love Jericho, but man, I don't want to see him with that belt again.
True.
He's going on tour. We won't see him for a while.
Although he's now become, again, a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very,
with a new
very
stable.
New stable with 2.0.
Yeah.
Which should be amazing because they're both, like, great comedic acts.
Yeah.
And, like, they should just do, like, absolute, like, 80s villain kind of, like heel stuff. That's going to be fun.
Just the ski house from Hot Tub Time
Machine.
Yeah. Basically, like, Sebastian Stan in that movie.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
It's, like, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, like, Jake Hager, you get, like, a big puffy coat and stuff. And just, like, yeah. This is the ski patrol bullies. Like, yeah.
That'd definitely be hilarious.
But that
so there's a lot of potential with that. I hate the name.
It's the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Yeah, it was so dumb.
That just rolls off the tongue.
So dumb.
And I mean, I'm sure they do that so you can't chant it, so you can't know, like they did that for a reason. But it's just like,
yeah, I don't see any of these guys going face because the name is just way too long.
No, and I mean, I can't see 2.0 in Garcia going face anytime soon. I could see maybe Garcia down the line.
I hope Jericho gives, like, teaches Garcia how to be a character worker instead of just being a good worker in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's been getting a lot of spotlight with really not a whole lot of mic talent.
I mean, that's kind of what he's got 2.0 for, but he's...
But there's dads. Yeah. I mean, I understand. Yeah.
But he's a fantastic worker.
Oh, he's a fantastic worker. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, but I'm not interested in him in the slightest because he's not an interesting person.
Just a run-of-the-mill.
He's really good in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is Pac. And Pac also has the ability to be a bastard.
Yeah. He's a taller Bryan Danielson. He's a taller Ring of Honor Bryan Danielson.
Yes. Like, yeah. The early on. Yeah.
So, like, that's...
Is he official on AEW's roster, like, signed? Or is he still rocking New Japan and,
I mean, I think Tony allows me to form to do outside bookings. But,
he's doing the Strong. Yeah. And then he comes up here and does Limitless.
Yeah, but so does Eddie's Strong, too. So...
Yeah.
Tony's been good about letting people do outside bookings, which is nice.
Speaking of that, Joey Janela is not coming back.
I think it's cut and dry. I think he's probably going to be paid per booking for when he does show up every now and then.
Yeah, I think his thing's up in May.
Yeah, obviously he's been off TV for a while. He's been off of Dark, you know, he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has his spring break show coming up, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He was really heavily featured, like, at the beginning of AEW. First year. And, like, when Kenny was having that first feud with Mox and being like, hey, I can hang with your style match. I can do the death match. I can do the hardcore. I can do the brawl. I don't have to be the...
Yeah, he was like the mini boss.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have to be the 60-minute plus endurance New Japan, you know.
Yeah. They finished that road style story match with Sonny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On, like, Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... and then just after that and after the Lights Out match that we saw live and stuff, not to say that his value started to decline, but it just
wasn't there.
I think there were other guys who slotted in
that same kind of role or did like there's nothing I like Joey, but there's nothing inherently like that I'm super excited about for a Joey match unless it's got some sort of deathmatch thing going on, honestly. A regular Joey match is just a regular match, as far as I'm concerned. Because he cut his teeth basically making impossible in spots you would never want to do.
Yeah. Jumping off the side of a building.
And the problem is, once you do that, how do you transition out of it?
Yeah.
You're locked in.
Yep.
Well, even that first show they had was pretty much the match that of things that didn't want people to do things.
Yeah.
Because it was him, Darby, and the guy from England there.
Yeah.
That were just all crazy.
Havoc.
The Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, the Cracker Barrel Stampede or whatever it was.
The barrel.
Yeah. The Cracker Barrel. Yeah, I think, like, Darby has kind of slotted more into that edgy kind of, like...
Yeah, but even Darby's been able to get away from doing that style of match because he's been paired with Sting.
Yeah. 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 But he's still... He's not edgy in the like. Let's be honest. How many like hardcore matches have there been recently outside of like the Jericho, Nick Gage match and like the Thunder Rosa?
Oh yeah, probably. There's not many. There's a few with like the table spots.
We would have table and tack spots. But.
Yeah,
yeah,
but. They typically save the tack spots for pay-per-view, and you get table spots.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's to be
Twinkies. I think we'll see him tonight with the steel cage match.
Tacks? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. No.
I think that's more so a... This is more so a...
They don't do a cage a ton, so I think they're...
Focus on the cage.
I hope they do more cage stuff.
This is to even the odds for Rosa, and not really to...
It's to give her the belt in her own town.
Yeah. Are they in San Antonio tonight?
Yeah. Probably why they're the main event too.
That's why she didn't win the
Revolution.
Yeah, I think they were publicly said that they changed the finish on that one
multiple times.
Yeah.
Well, isn't she from the graveyards of Tijuana, Mexico, not from San Antonio?
Build.
Simples.
Build. That's a big graveyard. No.
All of Mexico.
So, yeah, I mean,
what Warlord's tonight too, right?
Yep. There's going to be tomfoolery. He's getting
100%.
Oh yeah, he's getting cheated out of the belt.
Yeah, either Ward.
I'm assuming Paige is going to interfere,
and I put him more over too.
Yeah, he'll probably go up against those two for a little bit. It's because they're really good workers, and you know they'll highlight what they can do.
I was thinking it was more so MJF.
MJF might come out and do something with them.
Yeah.
Oh, be part of the Men of the Year for a little bit,
or help them.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
because they lost FTR on the Pinnacle side.
Oh yeah, he fired.
Yeah, they fired Tully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they went. They turned face, kind of.
Eh.
We'll see.
So what? So then, right now, the Pinnacle is really only
Sean Spears and MJF.
So yeah, I mean, like, you bring in Men of the Year or whatever, or you have Men of the Year and Dan Lambert, American Top Team, working
part of
with,
Pinnacle. Well, Van Zandt's official now, right?
Yep. Yeah. So that could be
she signed.
A stable of shit heels,
shit heels.
Yeah. But yeah, that would be interesting.
Well, they're just rebuilding stables now as they're removing them.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I.
Because the HFO is Dunsky's.
Yep.
Now it's just Andrade and his minions.
Andrade Family Office. I don't know if he's going to keep that.
Yeah, I don't see that staying. Because most the Butcher and the Blade are just mercenaries.
Mercs. Yep. They're mercs.
So they can go anywhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But Butch is or no. Yeah, Butcher's looking in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
Great shape.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Blade's always jacked. But
Blade's been jacked.
Yeah.
Well,
I love the aesthetic that Blade comes out to now, where he just wears the full face mask.
Yeah, and then the sunglasses. And the
sunglasses on stage at the same time. That's like a an early 90s, like, John Woo villain.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
He shows up with, like, a gun.
Yeah. Like, love it.
Standing at the door.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Butcher's band broke up. Finally, after like 20 years.
Yeah, it was the lead singer, right, that they had the issues with?
Yeah. And just craziness in general. So they broke up, so I'm sure this is the first time that he hasn't been actively
touring
and writing music and stuff or whatever. I'm sure he's still writing music.
There was talks of bringing a new singer in from another band.
Yeah, and like that that's kind of what
there's a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo there too.
Yeah. So they're just like,
what do you call them? Who has rights to the songs?
Yeah, I don't know the full story.
It was basically the rest of the band against
the lead singer.
The lead singer, because the lead singer supposedly went a little off the deep end during COVID.
Yeah,
and stuff. So like I don't
know. Yeah, then there was talks of bringing in a new lead singer, and then the whole, you know,
it was
lawyer
the original lead singer, like, he heard about it supposedly.
Yeah,
and that's what sent him off the rails.
They also wanted to tour and do things, and he wanted to stay home.
Yeah, so I don't know, but
so it was more of like a cover band at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it ends up being.
Yeah, I mean, look at Van Hagar.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Just don't. I'd like, look at it and then look away. Like, don't stare at, like, wear sunglasses. Don't look at it.
Yeah, be responsible.
It's like the sun. Don't stare at it directly.
Too much Hagar is not good for anybody. No.
That's a fact check.
So we're, what, 3 weeks away then from the AEW show?
I was going to ask you guys, who do we have a official?
Us three?
Me.
Us three.
My wife.
I know she was up in there because of the possible baby situation and how she felt.
No, I think she wants to go still.
100%?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then,
I mean, I'll pay for her ticket either way.
And so. Kate's the same thing, so there's five.
And,
then
Dan Bolio's in.
Sweet, Bolio's in, so six.
Yeah.
And then the trivia guy and his friends are another possible four.
Yeah.
That's 10. And then we have two spots.
Cool.
And I'll ask him officially to make sure. That way, you know, if something else happens, we could, you know, fill it and not have those two spots.
It's just, but Not listen to Sarge this time.
Definitely not. Hopefully I plan on going a little earlier than last time.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. I think that's like the last time I've driven that much in one day. So we haven't been down to Boston. And
oh, yeah. Plus, we were in the car for like an hour and a half just waiting.
Yeah, trying to make sense.
Well, that car caught on fire, which fucked everything up.
Mm. Cars catching on fire. Jesus.
In front of the arena. Of all places.
It was probably somebody going to the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably. Right in front of the arena.
They're like, I'm going to take my 1985 Toyota.
Don't even know how that happens in an area of the city.
Yeah.
Like that sort of car violence where the car goes on fire.
It's like, how old was your car?
Yeah.
Well, it was somebody from the boonies coming out to the wrestling show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably.
And they probably
outside. At this jalop.
Yeah, and outside of driving to the gas station to buy a pack of smokes and this, you know.
They dropped it.
Yeah.
They dropped their cigarette butt on the floor and it just caught fire.
They went to go do, you know, they were like, all right, I'm going to drive it into the city. And yeah. Stop and go, stop and go.
Just made it explode.
Yep.
Kaboom.
It's like one of those old, what was the car that had like the bad like reputation of like if you hit the bumper a certain way, it could start catch a fire? The Gremlin?
The Pinto.
Oh, the Pinto. Yeah, that's right.
I think they're both, but yeah.
Probably one of those though.
Is it the AMC Gremlin and the Ford Pinto?
Yep.
Yeah, both like tiny little, like probably like the size of this table.
That's small as fuck.
Yep. Yeah. Tiny cars were a thing for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had a tiny car once. It was brutal.
Yeah, I had a little tiny Chevy Sonic, and that was fun to drive around in.
I had like a little Saturn.
I remember that little roller skate.
Yeah, that was fun.
I had a little tiny Saturn.
Except I couldn't handle snow in that thing at all.
Oh, it was the worst.
No. It was not possible. It was just like, this is going to go whatever direction it's going. Momentum is it doesn't matter.
And the wind takes your car.
Yeah.
So I had a little tiny Saturn. Up a hill. And
I remember that.
I lived by that golf course, and I had a breeze come off the golf course one day, and it just took my car into the other lane and brought it back.
Yep.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Almost died. And then I end up in a snowbank.
Yeah, the Civic I'm driving right now is probably the latest car I've driven in probably 10 years. So, I'm looking at getting a truck.
Yeah. I remember that.
I enjoy mine.
What a truck. Huh?
I enjoy mine, though I don't like filling it up right now.
Oh, I can imagine. Well,
yeah.
Some costs you got to pay.
I was filling up the other day, and some guy was just swearing at the gas pump as he was filling.
I mean, I remember like 2007, 2008, when it was just as bad.
Yeah.
I just love the people would never get angry about like gas prices. They never directed at the actual gas companies. They're just like the fucking president.
And it's always president.
It's like why don't you swear the gas? Like why are we holding the gas companies to account on this? It's just profiteering.
It's panic. You know, people taking, you know.
Well, it's not based off of anything real, which is the issue.
Yeah. They get what, 1% of gas from Russia?
3% technically. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But even there, it's a super small percentage.
It's like it's very small.
And Biden opened up the reserve enough to compensate for that.
Yeah.
And
panic. It's like a snowstorm. Well,
it's not even panic. It's just like this isn't due to like obsessive demand.
It's speculation.
It's the companies going, I wonder how much we could raise the price of gas so that people put us with pitchforks. And they haven't got to that point yet. So the answer is at least $9.
Oh, yeah. It'll get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah. Maybe I'm glad I don't have a truck right now.
So maybe if you own any kind of stock in ExxonMobil or
I do not.
British Petroleum or
probably should, you
know, any of these companies.
Probably should.
You should probably blame yourself because that's what they're trying to pay you, man.
Yeah, you're making
they're trying to their stocks
money
up,
on the stock
trying
end.
To get the bonus up.
I haven't looked at my stocks in like 2 years.
Oh, it's not good.
The markets
over the last couple weeks have been changing.
Can only imagine.
Yeah,
but the markets will always go up long term.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
stocks only go up.
Yeah, I should probably invest, but I haven't.
Stocks only go up.
I kind of want to pay someone to do it, but yeah.
Just mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just mutual funds.
I just want to put names on a dartboard and just.
Yeah. I made some good money last year. Like I got doing like that bullshit AMC shit.
Yeah, I lucked out on that. I did have AMC before.
Yeah, no, but the thing is you got to know when to get out. And
Oh, I still have it. I just haven't.
It's just like any kind of gambling. You got no one to get out.
Still sitting there.
Yep.
Last 2 years.
Otherwise, you're still sitting at the table losing money.
Yeah. Still there.
I don't have the patience for any of it.
Yeah. No, there's no sort of boredom for me getting it done. But
just time in market beats timing the market.
Made a few grand and got out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you what I made. Or lost.
Mm.
I don't know.
I kind of want to fund my retirement account for the year now that it's at such a low point, so that when it goes back up, I'm making way more money. But hey, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live.
We'll see.
We shall see.
That's live.
Yeah. So, 104 hours.
Mm.
104 hours of Persona 5.
That's some time right there.
How is that? That's...
Yeah.
It's a great game. I love it.
It is a good game.
Nice.
It's very much like... It's not turn your brain off, but it's very much like...
I need some more Persona in my life. I need a new Persona, Persona 6.
Yeah. It's just... I don't know. There's a couple stretches where I played it for, like, hours. You know, like, anything I need to do. So, like... A lot of that time came very... like
I'll play an RPG for a full day every now and then if it's a day off.
Yeah, just went like straight through. I was like, all right.
I'll play for 6 hours of an RPG on like a Tuesday every now and then.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it keeps me from spending money on other things.
That's always good.
Yeah, you gotta spend money in the game on your...
Yeah, I'm like, I've got like 6 million yen, so I just buy whatever I want in the game.
Too bad. God, I have to make this point before this date of the game.
Yeah.
So that doesn't translate to real monies.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But I literally, as Brian and Kate were walking in, have you finished Royal, Dan?
Yeah. Oh, Royal? No.
Yeah, okay. So I'm literally finishing the bonus. Like, I just finished the last, like, the last palace.
I'm curious to see if there's a different ending.
Yeah, he was rocking it when we walked in.
Should probably look it up. But...
I think it's somewhat different because I don't like there's things that change.
Yeah.
Just like as a, I don't know if I can say that it changes enough. Like from what I've experienced, it doesn't change enough of the base game outside of like the quality of improve like of life stuff.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Like the faster like. Being able to do things faster and not be as negative about grinding.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that comes in handy.
The cat telling you have to go to bed every night.
Yeah.
There's a cat?
Yeah. There's a cat and he talks. His name's Mona.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yep. Talking cats.
Yep.
Good old Japanese games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And the one before that, there's Talking Bear.
Jesus.
Talking Teddy Bear, technically.
I mean, technically, it's not Teddy Bear either.
Yeah, it's not Teddy Bear either. I mean, his name is Teddy, so. Yeah.
Well, I guess when you're... Your game is based on personas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
makes sense.
And the one before that, there's a dog that doesn't talk.
Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah.
Is it just dots and barks?
Just dog that does the same powers that you got.
Yeah.
Just listens to you because he's just smart.
It's just a dog?
Just a dog.
Just a dog.
Good
it's
boy.
Literally just a dog.
Just a good
just
boy.
Just a good boy that hangs out with you.
Yeah.
Like in Fallout 4?
Yeah. The
dog that follows you around?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one you just find one day and you're just like, I'm going with you, man. And it's like, all right. Thanks, dog.
Like the giant ogre you find in Fallout. He just follows you around.
Summer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that and Elden Ring finally get it. I forgot a lot of those game. Like I forgot a lot of those games really are all about like using the like the multiplayer aspects of it.
Yeah,
the right way, especially like so you like.
I'm not tricking you to jump off a ledge.
Yeah, yeah, but like using like
exciting,
but using like the
you can leave messages in the game, and so like messages are like, oh, there's an enemy up ahead, like put up your shield. They're like, there's a secret room in this area, but nobody actually uses those to give actual tips, just to troll other
just
players.
Troll people, and it's like they'll go to the edge of a cliff, and they'll put one down, and it'll be like.
Secret door below.
Secret door below or secret item ahead or whatever.
Dicks.
And people will just go, like, people will just go and upvote it because you can vote, like,
Is
this a good message or a bad message? And people will just go up, go trolls. And, yeah, upvote it. So it's like, oh, there's 100 upvotes on this. Must be, you know, must be legit. True. And then somebody jumps off of it and dies.
And now your character's gone.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's fun. And I do like the thing that's, like, different from the other, you know, Dark Souls and Bloodborne and all those games is that because it's has that open world.
Let's go fuck off.
Yeah. If you get frustrated, if you hit a brick wall and you're like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You can just go, you can just warp somewhere else and do something else. So it's nice in that aspect. But then at the same time, I feel like I'm making zero progress whatsoever.
Well, yeah, there's progress is tough to actually manage that game.
Yeah.
You know? Even as you start killing stuff, it's like, okay, how much of their shit is still available? All of it?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's a very large game.
Yeah. And it's very easy to get killed, which resets all the enemies.
By even, like, shitty enemies.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, in the boss in this game, yeah. They will, like, fuck you up. Yeah. They will...
Goddamn.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's demanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
Drink to that. I played Until Dawn. That was my recent one.
Mm. Isn't that the one about the Wendigos?
Yeah, yes. The Wendigos.
The Wendigos. I played that over the winter. I think I was just in the mood for Wendigo.
Yeah.
And it's got some, I wouldn't say A-list actors in it, but it's got some actors in it.
No, so definitely.
Isn't Rami Malek in it?
Rami Malek.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters.
Hayden Panter is in it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then the guy from...
the Russian.
Yeah, Peter Stormberg,
yeah,
or whatever, right?
Not a character actor.
That's yeah, good. And what's his name? The guy who played, he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That guy.
He was the guy who turned into, he was on the team and then turned out to be a bad guy.
Oh, okay, that guy.
Yeah,
that guy.
But no, it's kind of interesting, the whole basis of it is that you're 8 different characters, and depending on how you go about things and choices you make, kind of.
I hear it's basically just a choose your own adventure, but
a little, like, bit,
yeah.
And then depending on how many people are left, kind of depends on the choice whole story at the end. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's got all the choose your own adventure stuff, but it's like more so like, yeah.
Then you find totems that, like, depending on your choices, will become true type of thing. So if you find this totem, like, oh, this person fell through a window, it's like, okay,
yeah.
Now, do I not go near that window? Or something happened if...
Yeah, the totems give you clues, basically, for things that are going to happen, and they're all labeled differently. It's like...
Yeah, there's a...
So you kind of see the future a little bit?
Yeah, there's a future one. There's, like, a definite happening one. There's, you know, a danger one.
Yeah, there's, like, a don't do this. There's a this could help you. There's a watch out for this. There's... Yeah.
And then all of them, if you collect all of them, they unlock a video of something.
Cool.
Yeah.
And altogether, like, and there's a ton of clues and stuff. You get more context to the story. Because it is, it's kind of,
you have to,
kind of weird.
You probably have to play it through a good 4 or 5 times to unlock everything.
Together, yeah.
Yeah.
To figure out.
That's choose your own adventure.
Who, like, the old murderer was that escaped from prison type of thing. Like, you're going to try to find that out by collecting all these clues. But you definitely have to play through multiple times to to collect them.
Yeah, I think even if you had a guide, like, it's a good two-timer at least. Like, I'm halfway through my second play, or like a third of the way through my second playthrough, and then I just kind of got bored because...
Yeah, now it's just repetitive.
Yeah. But I heard they're remastering it, supposedly. Like, there's rumors, and I'm like... Remaster or remake? I'm like, why would they do that? Like, it's less than 10 years old.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's do that anyway.
2015.
I'm like, if it's basically them, like, bumping up, like, the
choices,
the textures and stuff, and, like, putting it all in 4K. Whatever,
you have
like,
to remember how many ports there were back in the day too. Like, then we get, like, new versions of, like, bullshit.
Yeah, I feel like really they have stepped that up though from, like, the PS2 era on, because, like, in the PS2 era.
They would just put shit back out.
Yeah,
this game's back out now.
Yeah, you would get like, obviously you'd get like the greatest remix version of it. But like, I'm staring at it right now. Like, I've got the Metal Gear Solid collection, so I've got Metal Gear Solid, and then 2 and 3.
Yeah,
and you know the Metal Gear Solid is just the original PlayStation disc, and then 2 and 3 are the PlayStation 2, but then it's like, okay, PS3, they did, you know, the HD collection or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, you know, they just come out with new versions all the time of them.
They made Snake's butt a little smoother.
Yeah. And then...
put your hands in these buckets.
Yeah.
What pockets?
Yeah.
What pockets? He's got pouches.
Not pouches, not pockets. But yeah, I feel like, I mean, PlayStation definitely needs to come out with some kind of competitor to Game Pass, because PlayStation Now is not it.
Not quite there, yeah.
No, there's talks of doing something with it, but if they don't do anything big, I'm just going to switch to the Xbox.
Dude, I still pay for my Xbox. Like,
yeah, I've got Game Pass and I just use it on PC.
Yeah, I'm like, I have Game Pass and stuff in my Xbox Live or whatever, and I just use my PC. Like, I don't.
Oh yeah, so I don't have the PC, so I use the Xbox.
Yeah,
but looking at like what was on the Game Pass, I was like, Jesus, man,
it's a lot of good stuff on it.
Yeah,
it definitely like it just what doesn't really exist now that used to exist back in the day was obviously the ability to go out and rent games that you weren't necessarily super interested in.
Like, that's the
that
one
doesn't
thing
really exist anymore.
Yeah, but that's what I like Game Pass for, is like I'm playing Scarlet Nexus on Game Pass, a game that is like it's an anime beat 'em up kind of style game that I would probably have normally ignored. Kind of interested in it. Yeah. I was like, oh, let me try it out.
But now that it's there, it's like there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Until Dawn, I probably would have never bought.
Yeah.
Because knowing that it's like a story based game and then you could finish it in a day.
Yeah,
I never would have done it.
That's one of the things is I looked at getting it a bunch of times, and it was always like $20 brand new. I'm like,
yeah,
and I'm like, oh, it's really only everything I've read. It's like, oh, it's really only good for one playthrough. I'm like, okay, do I really want to spend $20 for one playthrough? And then I'm like, you spend that much on like a 2-hour movie, like,
yeah,
whatever. But so I'm like, okay, but yeah, and like I was always went back and forth on it when I'm like, you like horror, you like video games, so for me, I'm like, I don't know why I didn't, and I think it was just because when it first came out, everybody was like, yeah,
it's a
one playthrough type of thing, maybe two.
I used to do the thing at GameStop, I would get the game used,
yeah,
and then bring it back like 3 days later, and
so
that it sucked,
yeah.
So I'd play the story and then it'd be done. I'm like, ah, I'm glad I didn't spend $60 on this.
Yeah, the issue there is like, I do like to have stuff on hand, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I've started to actually get away from that, just because, like I wanted to...
space.
Yeah, like, on Thursday or Friday, like, Friday, after 2K22.
Yeah, WWE was that out. Was that good?
Yeah, it's fun. I was literally sitting down here Friday night, you know, probably after, you know, after hours after stores had closed, and was like, you know what? Screw it. I want to play it.
Yeah.
So like, I bought it and was like, yeah, it was, you know, $60-$70 or whatever. But
yeah,
I was
have,
like,
have my game purchaser drunk at 11 o'clock at night.
But with the PS like the SSD on the PS5, and I've got it hardwired and stuff.
Nice.
It literally 50 gigabytes downloaded in less than 5 minutes. Nice. Like it was like I was literally
You're up playing and
playing
in
it
minutes.
Like oh, not damn. Even 10 minutes. I was like, awesome. Like
nice.
I'm like, okay. Like if game delivery is that like PS4. Like
that's what I have right now, and I'm like afraid to.
Yeah, PS4 was like kind of
to
like
grab it.
Yeah, no, one of those things where it's like, but like with the PS5, especially if you have it hardwired and a fast internet connection, you could sell me on digital going forward.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
If they don't take
my only worry about digital in general, and this is just something that is across the board, is
the rights,
whether or not exactly we're like, if you but they can do Sweetie Fat Disc anyway. If your console, like if they require the games to be online to play,
yeah,
they can do the same thing with any kind of physical media.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there's gonna be ways around it, but there's gonna be ways around it either way.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thought there is that if you have the game disc and you have the console, you can play it somehow. Like you can disconnect it from the internet and play it.
Yeah.
You know, but
well, I used to do that all the time anyway.
Yeah, so like that's
unless the game has an update.
Yeah,
that was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst.
Yeah, day one title updates. Oof. I don't miss those.
I'm excited to play this game. Sit down for another 6 hours, buddy.
Update.
Well, that was the big issue with the PS4 Xbox One era.
Oh, yeah.
You basically were using that disc to just unlock.
Oh, we're just installing the game?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Install. You're basically using
the game's actually key. Not on the disc, just the installation files.
Red Dead 3 hours later.
The URL to the PlayStation Store where it is. Download it.
Now, did you grab any of the DLC stuff or just the plain original version?
I bought the, just a plain version because it was like the upgraded version was the one that came with
the NWO.
There was like four or five
versions. Yeah, it's like there's five packs that they have. Yeah,
there was I bought the base one, so the $70 one. There was 60 was the PS4 version. You do 80 or 90 and get the PS4 and PS5 version because that's Sony's thing right now is they're trying to sell, well, because
the upgrade version basically.
Yeah, because PS5 is still, there's still so many
it's
shortages.
Like if you got a PS4 and you get a PS5, you can get the PS5 version without paying much, $10.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
I think the thing they're thinking is they want people to still buy their games. It's like, we're still going to make PS4s because we can still do that. We're going to make them cheaper. So you buy this, you get your game library. There's going to be more PS5s available down the line. Then you can play.
I'm going to sell all the PS4s in Brazil.
Yeah.
My library is huge right now, but half of them aren't even installed. They're just there.
Oh,
because of the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. They've got the little M2 solid state drives.
Yeah.
Like the super fast hard drive that they have in the PS5. They've got a slot for an additional one that you can install yourself.
Shiza.
Yeah, so you can get another, like mine's got a terabyte of storage in it. You can do that and do another terabyte of storage in it.
Oh, I bought a terabyte for the PS4.
Yeah.
And I'm almost maxed out.
Yeah, and then you can still use an external hard drive.
Yeah.
But you can't, for the external hard drives, you can only put PS4 games on them. So it's like, and I don't think there's that much of a difference if you put the PS4 games on your, like the SSDs.
Oh.
Like the M2 drives.
Yeah.
So it's like basically.
Probably because the emulator's going to hold it back a little bit.
Yeah. And you can. Yeah. So it's basically you can tell it to default to like download them and save them to the external drive, the PS4 games. So.
Actually, I don't even know if it's emulated on that or not, if the PS4 exists within the PS5.
It probably does.
It's
all x86.
Okay.
So it's all basically. It realizing, oh, hey, this is a PS4 game. We're going to boot up the PS4 OS. There you go.
That was always the issue back in the day, was they'd be emulating the older OS.
Yeah, it was emulating the not even the OS, but the hardware.
Yeah.
It was emulating the clock speeds of all the processors and all that kind of stuff, which was the big issue, instead of just emulating the software.
Which is why we get a bullshit list of, like, this 10 games are backwards compatible.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And they were barely backwards compatible.
Yeah. I think Sony just needs to come in and just have, you know, some engineers just write official Sony emulators that are basically just FPGA, like not FPGAs, but just accurate, but that costs a lot of
lots of monies.
A lot of money and a lot of processing power, so.
This is true.
Word.
You know, you might be able to get PS3, like accurate PS3 emulation on a PS5, but you might not. I don't know.
Want to kill this up here?
Sure.
Word. Well, thanks for joining this Feuding Faction episode. I don't even know what number we're on. So
110.
Enter here. And
34.
We'll see you next time.
You hear me spitting out a poisonous ink. I'm poisoned to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy, you see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Go and rewind it a second time if you need reminded. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Culture refining, the perfect pressure to press a diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you you say you're rhyming. As far as I'm in, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm wrecking it. Strictly just for the benefits evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face, embrace the sedative. You don't wanna see.